Welcome to the Hella Dre podcast, where we discuss life in our 20s, relationships and love, faith and self-care, and all the shower thoughts. I'm your host, Danielle Joy Robinson, and I have another episode for you today. All right, y'all. So, to be honest with you, I did not have an episode topic until about 20 minutes ago. What I usually do is throughout my week, I will write things down that are on my mind and save them for when I want to record an episode, but for some reason I didn't have much to say. And that's saying something for me, because I always have something to say. I'm a yapper. It's what I do. But today I don't have much. I really don't. And I usually say that and then I end up talking a lot, so don't quote me, but I truly didn't have much to say until about 20 minutes ago when I thought about this. But as you can tell by the title, I want to talk about you deserving good things, because you do deserve them if you're a good person. I wasn't planning on saying that, but yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, you deserve good things. Anyway, okay, so recently I told my cousin that God doesn't withhold our blessings if you miss a day of prayer or reading your Bible. He doesn't stop loving you if you missed church a few weeks in a row. And he doesn't condemn you if you decide to have a drink one night. Now, that doesn't give you the excuse to go ahead and be destructive or negligent with your life, but it does give you the grace and reassurance that you don't need to be perfect to be loved. And what a true blessing that is, to just know that you are loved and cherished and admired regardless of the things that you do or say or how you act. At least by God. You know, as humans, we have many flaws and we see faults and flaws in others that sometimes we don't feel like we can forgive, but the one being that will always forgive us is the Lord our God. God doesn't want our perfection. He wants our hearts. So that just continues to reassure us that we don't need to be perfect to be loved. Okay, so this episode isn't particularly about God, besides the fact that he is embedded in everything we do, let's be real. But rather, it's about realizing and accepting that you do deserve good things, even if you don't feel like you're doing everything right in life. So, sorry if you hear music in the background. I think my mom's watching TV upstairs and it's blazing. But anyway, personally, I never thought of myself as someone who self-sabotages. I never thought that I would actively sabotage my own life or things in my life because they're going well. I never really thought that I did that. However, recently I noticed myself having self-sabotaging thoughts, and I'm unsure if this plays out in my life often or if I just genuinely think about self-sabotaging and don't act on it. Unsure. I'll update you guys on that. But for example, if I start talking to a guy and it's going well, I will almost come up with reasons to end it, even if when it's a good thing, because I feel that subconsciously I don't think I deserve it. I don't deserve nice things. But I do, and we all do. And I don't know why we decide to self-sabotage. I'm getting into it, right? Like, we have this internal fear that you know, if something good comes around, that it can't be true, right? It's just too good to be true, that term. But I don't know why we go out of our ways act against something that feels good, that feels right, that seems right. It just seems counterintuitive, counterproductive in that way. But we all deserve nice things. And, you know, there isn't a rule book that says you have to do one thing in order to receive another thing. Life doesn't work like that. And I mean, sometimes it does, but life is unpredictable and unfair and all the other things. So there really isn't a handbook on how to go about receiving good things or doing life right. You know, what does right even mean? You know, I had my a therapy session last week with my therapist, and well, obviously with my therapist, right? And she and I were talking about what are inherently good not good, inherently right or wrong things. And we got on this topic because I was telling her about my job search and my career, all the careers I'm going to hold in my future. I'm kind of in this weird transitionary period that I've talked about before in this pre in previous episodes, but something I brought up to her was that I have this fear that if I don't get the quote unquote right jobs leading up to my ultimate dream career, that I'm wasting my time, wasting my money, wasting my energy, or that I will receive external, what's the word I'm looking for? Disapproval. I will receive external disapproval from others because I'm not quote unquote withholding my reputation. That's just not true. That's just not factual. Like, there's no grounds to hold that. There's no significance to that. There's nothing that says if you get a job that is not in the area that people thought that you were going to be in, or that doesn't directly lead to the path that you think you want to be in 10 years, that's wrong. Like, where does it say that? You know what I mean? Life is not one path, and it's not linear. It's not supposed to be this just right way to do things. And what my therapist said is like, why you don't need to think about, she said, what even makes something wrong? What makes it right? What makes it wrong? She said, if you got a job, I used to work at Caribou. She's like, if you start working back at Caribou, would that be wrong? And I said, personally, I would feel like, yes, that's taking a step back because one, I don't feel like I need to work there anymore. Two, that's not in the direction that I want to go in life. That's not where I don't want to have a dream career in Caribou corporate, you know? So yeah, I would feel like it's wrong. And she said, well, in a sense, if you just shift your mindset a little bit, it can be right if you just look at it as that was an experience, or that would be an experience that would allow me to see if that's what I want to do or not in my life. Is that wrong? No, that's actually a good thing that you went through something that maybe you didn't like, or maybe wasn't the right fit, but now you know that that's not the right fit. How would you have known if you didn't do it? You know? So, okay, all that to say, when it comes to us deserving good things, who are we to say that it's wrong or that it's right when out of all things, we can learn from all of our experiences, right? And we can gain something from it. And with that type of mindset, I think anything is right. Okay, whoa, pause, because made it seem like that anything that you do is right. Okay, that's not what I mean. You know, it's not in totality what I mean, but in a lot of ways, the experiences that we go through, we can learn from, and it'll be a good story to tell. So, yeah, something I've struggled with heavily in the past and slightly in the present is realizing that my worth isn't determined by the things I do for others, the friends I have, my greatest accomplishments and talents, my grades, the jobs I hold, the people I know, but rather my worth is in the Lord. And I did say this episode wasn't about God particularly, but I can't help myself. That's my OG, my best friend. That's my man for real. Okay. I have to talk highly of him. And ultimately, it really does come back to this, that we should put our worth in God, because people, things, feelings are fleeting, but God is our one constant. Okay, there's a Bible verse. 1 Peter 3, th 3, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. It says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth. Worth, you hear that? Which is of great worth in God's sight. Guys, we do not need to feel like we need to do something in order to deserve something good, that we're not worthy if we don't do something for someone else or whatever it is. God loves us unconditionally. Our worth to God is unconditional. It's without conditions. So you don't need to do anything to deserve it. I mean, the thing about it is, we don't deserve God. Ultimately, we don't, because he, or Jesus, you know, God sent his son, his literal son, to die on the cross for our sins. Amen. Resurrection Sunday coming up, Palm Sunday today. Happy Palm Sunday. He literally died for our sins, and we didn't even do any, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't do anything to deserve that. We weren't like, oh, Jesus, please. We didn't plead. We didn't do anything, right? But here we are living on earth saved because of him. He's the only consistent thing that will never leave. So why wouldn't we put our worth here? Why wouldn't we put our trust, faith, and everything in this one being that has never left, right? And never will leave. But the thing, well, we are constantly every day doing things for people and saying certain things to make others feel a certain way because we feel like that's where we get our worth from. That's where we feel like, oh, I deserve good things, like karma, right? The quote unquote karma thing. It's like, I have to do something good in order to receive something good. No, it's not like that. God will bless you regardless. Like, that is just how it is. I have one more thing I want to say in this episode. Like I said, it was Palm Sunday. Happy Palm Sunday. We had a snowstorm today, so I went to church and sang, and then I came home and watched my sermon online at the church that I go to. And the pastor today talked about remaining planted in the Lord and not people. So that's so fitting, obviously, from what we've been talking about. But let me bring up this verse, Psalms 32, 13. It says, "Those planted in the house of the Lord, they thrive in the courts of our God." The longer we remain planted in the Lord and in the church and in the Bible and the scriptures, right? The longer that we allow scriptures to lead our lives and allow this living word to guide our steps and order our steps, the more fulfilled we will become, the less insecure we will become, and therefore confident in our worth and in ourselves and who we are as people, as opposed to the things that we do in order to feel worthy. And I thought that was such a great message today. It really hit me because I do get so caught up in my head about, shoot, I didn't read my Bible today. Oh, I didn't physically go to church. God is not going to bless me this week. It doesn't work like that. You're saved. God's got you. You're blessed, right? As long as you remain planted and grounded in him, you're going to be blessed. So it really does not. It does not. It matters, obviously. You want to have a, healthy relationship with God and continue to feed your spirit. But that doesn't mean that you need to be perfect in that, because God doesn't want you to be perfect. He just wants to see your heart. Okay, that was a short one, but that's all I have to say. Like I said, I didn't have a lot on my mind this week, but I'm sure I will next week. Actually, next week, I'm supposed to be having a guest. A guest. I'm gonna hit him up later, actually, after this, just to see if that's confirmed. But we might have a little guest next week. It's been a while, so that'll be fun. But anyway, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. If you live in Minnesota, you know it is a snowstorm going on. I hope all of us get snow days tomorrow and you can stay in and enjoy your family and the snow outside. And I hope your week is just absolutely blessed. Easter is next Sunday and it's going to be a blast just to be surrounded by family and friends and good food, good company, and be in the good, enriching spirit of the Lord. Stay blessed, everyone. Love you. Bye.